June 11th, Italy.
My dear all brahmachari, sannyasi, brahmachari, Vaishnav and Vaishnavita. Today we finish Raya Ramananda Sambhava. After that Kartik festival also we discussed. Now after Kart festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. But he told, I will go alone. But Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar and others, Sarva Bhattacharya told, oh, better you should take any one Brahmin who will cook for you, he can bake for you, who can take out Dandakamandalu, it will be better. Mahaprabhu accepted. But he told that not among my associates. It should be other from myself, otherwise one will be happy and others will be unhappy. Oh, they agreed and they gave him Balbhaldacharya and also a Brahman, who will cook for, who will take dand and everything. So two Brahmins he took and went in Jharikandpat. Jharikandpat is one path. Tigers, bears, deers, bears, so many wildly animals there. But Mahaprabhu was going and tigers and even touched by him, they used to stand on 2 feet and Krishna. Once Mahaprabhu was bathing, taking bath in a pool, Sarovar, and a group of elephants came, mad elephants. And Mahaprabhu took the water from the pot and Krishna, Krishna. And they began to know Krishna, Krishna. Jaha prema aise jaha dukh darshane. That no one so merciful that anyone from very far away and he will take darshan of Mahaprabhu and he will be mad of praise. Once Mahaprabhu was going, a group of deers, elephants, tigers, lions, they were coming together all, kissing each other. And Balbhadra Bhattacharya was seeing this scene. And they did not care that lion will, tiger will, kill me and eat me. In this way, Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi, and after Varanasi, he went to Vrindavan. First, he went to Mathura to walk in Vishram Ghat, and then he went to Vrindavan. And from Vrindavan, he went to 12 prominent forest of Vrindavan, and everywhere some birds, a pair of birds, what name? Shuk and Sari. Is there also? And then this parrot was glorifying Krishna, and Sari, the female sitar, she was glorifying Radhika. Krishna is very beautiful, and Sarika was telling, my Radhika is most beautiful. Then she told, oh, Vivardhan, oh, Bandi, by the power of my Radhika, otherwise you cannot do. Krishna is Madan Mohan, but Sarika told, oh, if Radhika is the left side of Krishna, then otherwise Madan Mohit. So in this, Pipa father on his head, oh, because it will go in the feet of Radhika. So very wonderful, Mahaprabhu became very happy to hear in this speech. Everywhere, Bhandibar, Nandagam, Varshana, Govardhan, and he used to be like totally mad in praise. After that, Mahaprabhu thought, I cannot live here more than this. Why? Otherwise, when I will go to Govardhan, Jamunapuri, and I will be totally mad, and I will be that I am Krishna. So better to give up this place. And then Balbhadracharya and that Brahman took him, and they went to throw sorrow to prayer. In the meantime, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami has left their homes. Rupa Goswami went to his place where Jiva Goswami was a little boy and other, and he distributed half of the money to the Brahmin, and half he gave to his parivar, relatives, so that they could nourish and do Jiva Goswami. And then he returned back. And he wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami. I am going anyhow giving bribe to that jailer, Joseph, come out very soon. So he did all these things and came in Prayag. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu was returning from Prayag, from Vrindavan. And then there are so many things to tell, but we are going in brief because only one day we have. So Mahaprabhu wanted to inspire bhakti ras, but it is like ocean. He told Rupa Goswami, I am giving you only one drop of that ras, and you should take it by my mercy. You should take it in your heart. And then Mahaprabhu began to speak, and
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Radhikai Priyatane Sishima Bhakti Vedanta Shiranayam Vasvami Tiramine Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Narayam Kadamayam Vedanti Swapatam Kitam Vancha Kalpata Rupyas Chakripa Sindhu Bhavatya Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer my unlimited Dandava Pranam to the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Obishtapara Paramahamsa Pari Rakacharya Ashtapara Sri Srila Bhaktivedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my same unlimited Dandava Pranam to my Paramahamsa Gurudev, Śrīla Bhakti Pratyanka Śrīla Swami Maharaj, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, all the Acharya Sinha Rupanava Guru Varga, and also I offer my unlimited Dandavat Pranam to the Vidandi Gan, senior Vaishnavas, uncles, aunties, Vaishnavis, guests, brothers and sisters who have come here to hear Harikatha from the lotus lips of Śrīla Gurudev. Śrīla Gurudev ordered me to speak on the teachings of Śrīla Rūpa Goswami Pāda. As Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, we heard just now, met with Śrīla Rūpa Goswami in Prayāg. That is where he gave Śrīla Rūpa Goswami the instructions how to benefit the whole world. Śrīla Rūpa Goswami, he is the topmost, most dear and near associate of Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. Śrīla Kapi Karanapur, he has glorified Śrīla Rūpa Goswami in a beautiful verse. My Bengali is not my home language, so I have a little help here. Priya Swarupe Daita Swarupe Prema Swarupe Sahajabi Rupe Nijarupe Prabhu Eka Rupe Tata Narupe Swabilasa Rupe. So, very beautiful. Śrīla Rūpa Goswami is most near and dearest friend with Śrī Swarūpa Damodara. He is so intimate with Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. He is the embodiment of the ecstatic love which Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu wanted to distribute to the whole world. Not only that, his form is so beautiful, it resembles the beautiful form of Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. And he exactly followed the teachings of Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. He's like not different from Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. And with his beautiful writings, he described the sweet pastimes of Śrī Rasisi Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan in such detail that it is so attractive and easily available for the living entities like us, especially when we receive the guidance of the dearmost follower of Śrīla Rūpa Goswami, our beloved Gurudev. Without him, we could not even dream of entering this area. Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, he explained to Śrīla Rūpa Goswami Pāda that in this material universe, there are unlimited living entities, and they manifest in 8,400,000 different species. Śrīpad Damodara Maharaj can help me. 1,100,000 living entities, living species in the water, right? 900,000 in the water, and 1,100,000 insects and reptiles, 2,000,000 trees and plants, and 3,000,000 four-legged quadrupeds animals, and then 400,000 living species, different species, the human species. And in those human species, we always repeatedly been reminded by Śrīla Gurudev and our previous Acharyas and all Vaishnavas that the human species is very, very rare. It is a great gift from Śrī to realize what is our relationship with Him. So in those 400,000 different species, it is very rare that one takes to the path of liberation, searching for answers to the prime questions of life. Who am I? Why am I suffering? What is this world all about? And who is God? Many, many seekers. They are looking for answers. And amongst them, there are those who seek to receive fruitive results or mystic power, or they want liberation. And they are never at peace. It is said that only the devotee of Krishna, he is peaceful. Krishna bhakta nishkam ata eva shanta. Mukti, Mukti, Sri Kami, Sakala, Asanta. They are all restless. Those who search for liberation, for Mukti, sense enjoyment, or for Sri, any mystic power, that by performance of activities related to the transcendental Lord, I will obtain some power over others, the position in this world. So they can never be restless. Only a devotee of Krishna is completely peaceful at heart, because he doesn't want anything in this world. He only wants to please his beloved Lord. Then, amongst those, it is said by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this dialogue with Sri Rupa Goswami, out of those, Brahmanda Brahmite, Konya Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prashane Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. After traveling in this universe for a countless, uncountable lifetimes, finally we have arrived in the human form of life. And if one is extremely fortunate, he will meet the bona fide spiritual master, the representative of Sri Krishna, and he will receive, or she will receive, the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata beej. Any contact with the pure devotee of Krishna, it will ignite that relationship which is dormant. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarakabhanoi Shravanari Chutachita Kariya Udai. Within the hearts of all living entities, potency to develop a beautiful, spontaneous, loving relationship with Sri Krishna. That potency is dormant, and it will only be ignited with a transcendental potency coming from the lotus lips, the emanations from the pure Vaishnava. So if we are so fortunate to receive the association of Krishna's pure devotee, then and then only that seed of bhakti will start to sprout within the heart. And how to look after that seed? Here it is beautifully explained in this dialogue that now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, you have received the seed of bhakti, the living entity has received the seed of bhakti. So all of us are in that position. We have all received the seed of bhakti. So what if next? All of us come to Gurudev, Gurudev, what shall I do? Please tell me, what service can I do? And Srila Gurudev answering, the best service is to hear and chant the glories of the holy name, pastimes, to remember those very pastimes, and thus continue to water your bhakti lata. You have to become the gardener. What do you see? The desire to serve Krishna. Krishna sevana, seva vasana. If we,
Arta Simta
is that we have no other interest in this world other than only to perform activities which are favorable.
Saranagati and desire to serve Krishna.
Intrinsic characteristics.
Krishna Seva Vasana. In what way I will serve Krishna, my life will be successful. And externally, Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Khanda khanda jadi jaya deh mopran, tabu ami badane na chari. Anyone will cut me pieces, but yet I cannot like Haridas Thakur. So you should consider in what stage you are.
Very poor stage.
Then this creeper,
unless we accept the responsibility of gardener, the creeper will not sprout. There will be no leaves and it will not grow. So this process, Malihana kore se bija aropan, shakanan kirtanan jare koreya sekhan. Become the gardener, and by hearing and chanting, water that seed which is within our heart. If there is a little seed planted within the soil, and there is no gardener to look after, giving regular water, protected from the sun, from the wind, then seed cannot sprout and it cannot develop into a beautiful tree bud. So next, if we grow that creeper within our heart, it is of the most essential importance that we remain in Sarvasangha. Asat Sangha Chaga. Give up the association of non-devotees. If we associate with those who are not interested in Krishna Bhakti, we are bound to become affected by their qualities. And our creeper will not blossom, it will not sprout. This is golden rule. Always be in Sadhu Sangha. And then in Sadhu Sangha only, it is like a protection. We will be always safeguarded. From what? From Vaishnava Aparana. As soon as we wander away from Sadhu Sangha, our mind, our mouth will start to speak things which are not favorable for the growth, the blossoming of our creeper. And we can find so many excuses to give up Sadhu Sangha, but never ever should we give in to that. Always remain in Sadhu Sangha and thus protect the creeper of our bhakti. And very soon, leaves will manifest. Kleshakni Subhat Mokshala Guttakrit Sadullabha Sandradanda Vises Atma Krishna Akarshani Chasha. Two leaves will manifest when we are remaining in Sadhu Sangha and we engage in that process, watering the creeper, the seed, by performing sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? Prakriti sadhya bhavet sadha bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddha sabhavasya prakatyam riri sadhyaha. So this process of sadhana bhakti, what is it? To remain in Sadhu Sangha and cultivate the process of hearing and chanting, always being under guidance of Sri Guru. Hear from him. If we think, oh Gurudev, I need a Siksha Guru, even you are present, but I cannot always associate with you. Please give me advice. Gurudev, I am your Siksha Guru. Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. I give you in my books, my lectures, everything. You can write, you can telephone. If you don't believe Gurudev's letter, call up. Speak directly to Gurudev. Gurudev is so merciful. Our all in all is Sri Guru. And by his mercy only will we advance and our creeper will gradually manifest. When we attain this great fortune to be always in Sadhu Sangha and our creeper is growing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling them, these two leaves, Plejakni and Supada, they will manifest. All anarthas, all bad concepts, they will disappear. We will easily overcome all our obstacles. If we question Gurudev, how can I overcome my obstacles? Gurudev telling, come to Braja at the time of Kartik. Come to Napadvip at the time of Napadvip Parikrama. Be in Sadhu Sangha. These are like injections which will keep us healthy throughout the year. Not only that, Gurudev is traveling everywhere. If we water our bhakti creeper by being always in Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means come close and hear. Don't sit far away and hear. One ear out, one ear in. Be always very close and hear Harikatha. So then, all things will become auspicious. Then, Jani Vaishnava Parat, Ute Hati Mati, Asat Sangachara E Vaishnava Char. This is the behavior of the Vaishnava. He's very careful not to commit Vaishnava Parat. Oh, I may see something wrong in that Vaishnava. Yeah?
Let me first define.
Nisidachar koti hati jiva himsana labha puja pratishtade yata upashakaga. There are weeds. If we water a creeper, yeah, weeds will also manifest around the creeper. And those weeds, they look exactly like the creeper. Yeah, and if we water them, it looks like we have many creepers, but they will actually choke the main creeper. We have to be very, very careful and always accept guidance from Sri Guru and senior Vaishnavas to get rid of those weeds. What are those weeds? Yeah. They are that our behavior is like diplomatic. Yeah. Kutinata.
La puja
pratishtha. La puja, that is that we want worship, yeah, name and fame, and jiva himsa doing violence to others. So if we are looking in our hearts, if I look in my heart, I see all these qualities are there. Yeah, and I'm watering them by hearing and chanting. I'm very eager to gossip and be diplomatic. Yeah, and do gift pain to others. So how to overcome this? We cannot say I am perfect from the beginning. We have to be always very near and dear to Sri Guru and senior Vaishnavas. And request them, beg them, please help me get rid of these weeds. And then we will see gradually, gradually, the weeds will become less and the creeper starts to sprout. And these beautiful qualities start to manifest. Things will become very auspicious. And we won't have any difficulty. And we will always be happy, engaged, and with more and more desire we will want to serve Sri Krishna under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas.
Then Kripa goes to beyond this world, Vaikuntha, and more up. Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura and Vrindavan, more Krishna Kalpa, Vriksha. Krishna lotus feet is like Kalpa Vriksha, desire tree, and then it leaves. And also up to Gopi's Madhuras with Krishna in Vrindavan. And there that fruit is totally ripe and become only ras, nothing other thing, unwanted thing, no chilka, gluttony, and from there that fruit comes to this world where sadhak is, and sadhak takes it and tastes and become full of happiness. And after that, taking the help of that creeper, that sadhak essence, and he goes beyond Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, Golok, and Krishna Vrindavan. On the lotus feet of Krishna, and he received the service of Krishna. Moreover, he becomes the Radha Dasi, like Manjari, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. Oh, this is the last fruit of this creeper. So you should try to waterize that lata and be like Bhakti creeper, and sitting here, you will taste how. After that, Mahaprabhu continued, and one Maharaj did speak. John Taylor. Very briefly, I have told you all these rasa-tattva. You should write more elaborately. And he spied in Rupa Goswami Hall. And thus he wrote Bhakti Rasana Sindhu, and especially Madhurya Rasa he explained in Ujjwal Neen Mani. Ujjwal Neen Mani, who is Ujjwal Neen Mani? Krishna and his Gopi Bhav. Gopis moved to serve Krishna. It is more Ujjwal. So he wrote with examples in a very simple way, he wrote all these things. And then he told, oh Rup, now Rup told that I want to be with you to Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu told him, return, you should go to Vrindavan. And after Vrindavan, you can come there. And then Mahaprabhu proceeded from in Varanasi. And he reached Varanasi, and he was in the house of Tapan Mishra there. And how Sanatana Goswami met him? Oh.
What's your name? Fred.
We are speaking very brief. Otherwise, it will go 3, 4, 5 days. Oh, today's drama also.
Magyanti Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurinitam Yatasma Shri Gurave Namah Vam Shakya.
Sanatana Goswami followed. He said, this Mallik Tika was, Sikha was there. I want to see all. I see so much, so many have bear, someone have, some, nothing, no tiki at all. Even in Brahmachari and those who are preachers, I see no Sikha, what he will have to do. This is Bhadravesh.
Then Mahaprabhu welcomed his old servant and Chandrashna, he went to take a bath, he shared with him Bhadra.
Nathana Goswami asked, Prabhu, I don't know who I am. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to give him Sambandha Gyan, Abhidheya Gyan and Priyoga. Vishnu Maharaj is
Bhumi-jnana-ti-nirandasya-rana-shalakaya Chakshuram-nivikam-ye.
Sanatana Goswami and this Mahaprabhu Dalar, in three chapters it has been given. You should hear. Oh, you should hear. He asked, Sanatana Goswami, Ke ami keno mare jarata patra iha nahi jani kaise hota hai. Oh, first is that who I am, the relation with Krishna and other things. This is Sambandha Gyan. And Jaritapetroy, why? Because you have forgotten Krishna. This is how we can be overcome from this, oh, by Sadhu Guru Vaishnava, Sadhan Bhajan, Abhidheyata. Kaise hit hai? Oh, this is Priyojan Tattva. Kaise hit hai? By Das Sakka Vatsal Labhav, and in the end, Madhurena Samapayati. Oh, so, Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Finish?
but it is very, very long. In very brief, we have discussed. If any time other, we will discuss more about the Rupa Sanatana and the life of Sri Haridas Thakur, very, very excellent, and the charitra of Raghunath Das Goswami heart has been told in jail. We will discuss all next time. Go, now we are giving rest to Hari Katha today. And tomorrow, what is the program?